You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The reason we're here, though, NFL football. Seahawks-Lions, the big one. Kind of. Not really. Both of these teams could score some points. We got to look at the injury update, obviously, especially for Detroit, because if St. Brown doesn't go, that's some problems on the offensive side of the ball, especially with no Swift. I'm guessing we're going to get a lot of Jamal Williams. So I played the over in this game at 48. My concern is, though, if no St. Brown and no Swift, dude, and you take away two of your most electrifying players on the offensive side of the ball, is Detroit just going to run the ball all game with Jamal Williams? And because Jared Goff ain't pushing it down the field with no St. Brown.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a lot of Williams. It's going to be a lot of Hawkinson. They're going to try and get creative with the offense. But, I mean, those are their two most important pieces, and they've had great start to the seasons. This opened at 6.5, and I really like Seattle. I know this is a new era of Seahawks football, obviously, without Russell Wilson. But Russ and Pete, when Seattle would go to the East Coast in the Eastern time zone and they play games, they were really, really good. So I like backing Seattle when they go west to east. But now that the spread is down at 3.5, I don't feel like there's much value there. I know the Lions have all these injuries. I know they haven't been favored in a game in forever. But, It's tough.
Ugly, isn't it?
It is ugly. Like, there's just no more value on the Seahawks
at this point. How about this, though? Jamal Williams over 16.5 rushing attempts. That's -110. I also like TJ Hawkinson over 43.5 receiving yards. If he's going to throw to someone, it will be either him or Jamal Williams, will it not?
Props is a good way to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got
one. That's a good call.
I got one. It's went down a little bit, actually. 254 was the number I got. I'd still play this. 250.5. Geno Smith right now in a clean pocket's a top five quarterback in the league. You know who I'm going to fade this weekend in this spot, even though I like the over against that Detroit defense and secondary that's shaky? I'm going to fade Geno Smith under 250 passing yards.
Yeah,
we're getting
like
a little
crazy
with these numbers now.
Yeah,
man.
They are.
We made such a big deal of Geno Smith against the spread, 9-0, and now he's not covered in his last two games. So we'll see what happens in this one against Detroit. But at 3.5, it's a total pass for me.
Yeah, I agree. So I did play the over. I don't know if I want to keep that ticket, though, to be honest with you. And the number's still sitting the same. And then I really do like that under on the passing yards for Geno. No really big injuries. Too. Although, actually, what am I talking about? DeAndre Swift is out now officially with an ankle and shoulder injury.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is
he's out.
Yeah,
with an ankle injury. And then Jonah Jackson, their guard, is out. Man, and their kicker's out. Austin Siebert's out with a groin injury. DJ Chark is questionable. Josh Reynolds, who's actually taken on a huge role and stayed healthy for 3 weeks, he's questionable. And then for the Seahawks, Justin Coleman, one of their better defensive backs, is
looks like
doubtful.
They're getting Kenneth Walker, though.
Yeah, he played last week.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He got like 6 carries.
He's in a monastery.
They were using him in like as like a gadget guy last week. So he only got like 6 or 7 carries in that game. I expect him to probably get a bigger role this week.
I hope so.
What else do we got?
Titans Colts.
I bet the Colts in this game on the money line, which is now all the way up to -185. And I think it's get right spot for the Colts. I know they beat the Chiefs, but like legitimately the Chiefs beat themselves. Did you guys do anything in this? It's a 3.5 point spread.
This is a prop game for me as well. I'm thinking about that. This is just like, I don't really know if I can trust either one of these teams, right? Like the Colts are very up and down. The Titans just had a very, big decisive win last game. But I don't know if either team, and it's a divisional matchup as well. I'm not sure who these teams are. You know what I mean? Like, do we know if the Titans... how bad they are. They just lose Taylor Lewan, their left tackle for the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge for protecting Ryan Tannehill as well. So I don't like this game at all. Like totals 43 feels about right.
PJ, I know where you're going.
Oh, I love Tennessee.
I knew you would. I knew you would.
Titans have won 4 of their last 5 against the Colts, 3
Why'd
straight.
You know it? How did you know it?
Because he's getting the hook. I know how he bets. He took Tennessee last week, didn't you, against the Raiders?
I did.
And you were on the right side. I think last week says more about the Raiders. They're a dumpster fire. Anybody that came on the show and gave out the Raiders, I never want them back on ever again. That's the worst roster in that division. What? Because if it's Madden, maybe you get excited for Davante Adams, a 30-year-old wide receiver, and you're trading away two first-round picks.
Look, I'm getting a divisional dog that essentially, if this game was played on a neutral site, on a neutral field, it would practically be a pick 'em. So give me Tennessee plus 3.5. I backed Matt Ryan against the Chiefs last week. See, it wasn't a fun experience.
But we got it home.
We did get it home.
We got the money line.
We did. It wasn't fun, though. I didn't enjoy it.
Fair.
We got fortunate.
Fair.
There's no way I'm laying 3.5 with him. Give me Tennessee.
Fair. And you know what sucked, dude? I didn't even get to enjoy the early slate games because of that, because that looked bad. And why are they running the Carson Wentz RPO offense with Matt Ryan? The 4th-and-1 call where he gets destroyed and fumbles the football. I almost, like, honestly, you know those videos where somebody breaks their TV and you're like, what a schmuck? Yeah. I was almost that guy.
He is begging to fumble the ball every time. He, like, tries to hold off a defender and then he's holding the ball, like, off to his side. Oh, God, Matt Ryan. I'm going to fade that guy a lot this year.
I'm going with the Colts. I think they're going to get themselves right. I was a little worried about Jonathan Taylor. I didn't fire. He missed his first day of practice ever in his career. He didn't miss one in Pee Wee football, high school football with the Badgers. Didn't practice on Wednesday or Tuesday. Was back yesterday. No, back on Thursday.
That's an insane stat.
Isn't
that
it?
Really is.
Like, you never miss one day of practice. Yeah.
That is crazy.
And he owns some
Topper's
pizzas.
Never, like, being sick. Never, like, had a field trip.
No.
Nothing.
No. No. No root canals for him, luckily, thank God.
Nothing.
I get my crown on Tuesday. I'm not going to sleep all weekend thinking about the pain that it's going to cause me.
Mm.
Anyway, I like the Colts on the money line. I don't really love the Colts at the 3.5, so I don't hate your play, PJ. Here's a game that I want nothing to do with. I don't know anything about either
you
team.
You and me both.
I do know that I need the Giants to win 7 games, and I felt really good with that 2-0 start, but Daniel Jones is probably the 40th best quarterback in the league. Think about that for a second. I do think there's backups. Like, Tyler Huntley is better than Daniel Jones, and it's
agree.
Not even close.
I would agree.
Jordan Love's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. I will go there.
Okay.
He could.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right, Tristan.
Well, we know Cooper Rush and Dak are.
We know Cooper Rush is better than
yes,
Daniel Jones.
Yes. I do know that if I was going to bet this game, as sick as it is, and I know they don't even let Justin Fields attempt more than 11 passes, but Khalil Herbert is going to run all over this Giants team. I don't want to steal your thunder, Trista, because you were texting me about that earlier, but I would have to bet the Bears plus 3. We have not got to the point where the Giants should be 3-point favorites over anybody in this league.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah, I know. You're right.
The receivers suck.
And the prop market has been so bad. Yeah, Sterling Shepard now goes down with an ACL injury, so that's... What, 4 injuries in 4 years for him, which is just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
If you look at the attempts, though, we got the Justin Fields attempts 23.5. I love the under.
Yeah.
I love the under.
Why not attempt
23.5
for the next 3 weeks?
I don't know what that's about. We're looking for Khalil Herbert. His rushing yards is 75.5 now.
Oh, God.
I love Herbert.
It was 23.5 last week.
Yeah. His rushing attempts are not up. Rushing and receiving yards, not up. Saquon's is 113.5. Here's the bet that I kind of like. I actually really like it. Giants Bears first half under 19.5. If you don't like the number and you're waiting for like a 21, I could potentially say, okay, I could be sold on this being a live betting scenario as well because the Bears give up a ton of first drive touchdowns. But the Giants offense hasn't been able to get going. Like you said, they're tough to watch in the beginning of the game specifically. Now they lose Sterling Shepard. Kenny Golladay is on a milk carton. Kadarius Toney is banged up. Wandale Robinson is banged up. It's just a bad scene, right? Danny Dimes, he just can't find a way to get a receiver that he can trust besides Saquon Barkley. The Chicago Bears, they average 265 total yards per game. That is the worst in the NFL. It just feels like a slog of a game. Giants first half unders, 3-0 so far this season. We saw in Monday Night Football why. They get to the red zone, and they just sputter. Chicago opponent red zone scoring is pretty good. 8th in the league, surprisingly. Very surprising. Kind of bend but don't break sort of game. I like the under, 19.5 in the first half. That's my play.
Yeah, I really like that too. And I'm also going to be looking to live bet a second half under in this game as well, just because if you look at it, it's one of the weather games obviously taking place in New York, 15 to 20 mile per hour winds, and then there's a chance for rain. But if you look at the forecast and break it down.
Yeah, you're right. That's a whole other factor I didn't even mention.
Like 1 p.m., 38% chance of rain. But when we get a little bit later on in the day, 46 to 50% chance, that's when the winds pick up a little bit, 17 miles per hour around the start of the second half. So I think especially if we get like 2 touchdowns off the bat, which I know that's rooting for a lot, but you do get 2 scripted drives with at least one good play caller in Brian Daboll, I think you might get a good look. Right now it's 39.5. I'd probably go under at that if you could get a 40, if it ticks up, but I don't know if we're getting that in this matchup. If anything, it's probably going to go down. I would have to bet the Bears, but man, that's a disgusting way to spend your Sunday.
Give me a Graham Gano over 1.5 field goals, -105 in this game.
Like that.
For the
I like
Giants.
That.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
I see him getting at least 2.
I planned on actually in this game betting the Giants, but I was hoping maybe Kadarius Toney would be back here soon. He's still dealing with that hamstring injury. He's the one wide receiver I like now that Sterling Shepard's done for the year with a really unfortunate injury, especially because he just came back. Leonard Williams is out on the defensive line, and then we already know David Montgomery's out, which is why Khalil Herbert's rushing prop went from 23.5 yards all the way into the 70s, and I would still play over. I like David Montgomery, but I have a feeling he might get moved.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, Khalil Herbert is ready to
be
the number
Herbert's
one back.
I know, Herbert's really good.
I talked to Brandon Tierney today on WFAN, and he made a great point. Like, why don't the Giants just go out and get Denzel Mims? Like, he wants to be moved. They have a plethora of riches and wide receivers. The Giants have almost zero that are healthy that can get separation. He runs great routes. He's got sure hands, and he's hungry.
Yeah. I said the same thing about Green Bay. I'd take him. I know it was the preseason, but, man, he had a nice preseason, too.
Yeah, he did.
And they can't find anything to do with him. The only thing is, man, Mike LaFleur calls the plays there, so if he doesn't want Denzel Mims, you think his brother, like, you think he's calling him like, hey, I got this guy. I don't want him on the
right.
field, even though we're a dumpster fire of a team.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do in this game, though. I do a office pool every week where I have to pick against the spread in every NFL game and rank them confidence of, like, my how least confident I am to most.
I love those.
This is going to be, like, my one-pointer. Bears-Giants.
Year one? Yeah.
No feel.
What would be your... Because I do that with my mom, too. She just sends me over the River Valley Justice Center picks. And
no,
I swear on my grandmother's life, she really does. Like... They're degenerates there. Her and all like the security guards, especially the guys that work like overnights. She had a bookie. My mom did. Now, of course, we encourage everybody to use BetMGM, the king of sports books. Definitely not Neil from my mom's work. Charging you 5% VIG, probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they are like degenerates over there.
It's like it's -125 to take something -110.
But that's going to be like my one pointer. My favorite game on the board. Cleveland's one of my favorites. And then another game we'll get to later is one of my favorites as well.